In the last months, we've seen mass movements all across the Middle East overthrow the hated, in many cases, Western-backed and Western-funded regimes. So for the entire history, practically, of the Western powers, and particularly the U.S., they have been funding, they have been arming these dictatorial regimes in the region. And that's been their entire policy. The outcome of this policy has been to weaken progressive movements in countries in the region. So in the 60s and 70s, there was a policy of smashing the leftist and secular and nationalist movements. And as we went along, there was also a policy of directing that force against other movements. The West has never had a policy of encouraging progressive movements in the Middle East. So that's why we have very serious concerns about this particular intervention in the region. 2 years ago, Hillary Clinton said, "We deeply value the relationship between the US and Libya. We have many opportunities to deepen and broaden our connection, and I am very much looking forward to building on this relationship." Having gone from being the enemies of Gaddafi, when the Libyans wanted to actually gain independence from the Western powers, they quickly moved to a position of being the best friends of this disgusting tyrant in order to exploit Libya's resources for themselves. And now they suddenly claim to be friends with the uprisings that are going on in the Middle East and North Africa, and to say that they are on the side of democracy and they are on the side of human rights. But as the other speakers have said, we have heard this argument before. We heard this argument when they wanted to bomb Afghanistan in order to supposedly liberate the people of Afghanistan from the Taliban, another force which they armed and they funded, and supposedly they said they wanted to free women from the Taliban as well. We heard this lie again about Iraq when it was discovered that there were, in fact, no weapons of mass destruction. They started talking about, well, we want to free Iraqis from this terrible regime. And of course, the US and its allies, including Australia, were involved in both of these wars. And the idea that the US cares about democracy and cares about human rights is quite frankly laughable, given the atrocities that they have committed in Guantanamo Bay, the atrocities in Abu Ghraib. I mean, you can go on and on and on. The atrocities that they support happening in the West Bank and Gaza every day of the week when Israeli soldiers kill Palestinians, and there is nothing said about it at all. And their concern with freedom and freedom of expression, again, is laughable. Bradley Manning, at this moment, sits in a US jail for doing nothing more than saying to the world and showing to the world that the US military was targeting civilians in Iraq. The reality is that the US is not interested in democracy and freedom. It continues to back anti-democratic regimes in the Middle East, and which they would not exist if it wasn't for US funding and US weapons. They have a history of doing this. In 1953, they overthrew the democratically elected secular nationalist government of Iran when they threatened to nationalize the oil. And their response was, well, this oil belongs to the US, not to Iranians. So we'll overthrow, and the CIA overthrew that government. They continued to arm the brutal dictatorship of the Shah all the way through the 70s until it was overthrown by a popular revolution. And then, when they backed Saddam Hussein to invade Iran, they funded both Saddam Hussein and the Iranian government in a policy they called dual containment, which was aimed at wiping out as many Iranians and Iraqis as possible. So they're certainly not interested in democracy and human rights all of a sudden now. But of course, there is a real movement going on in the Middle East. And this movement will not be strengthened by military intervention. The uprisings that we've seen in Egypt and in other countries has opened up an unprecedented political space for workers, for students, for women, for all sorts of groups to press for real change. And that political space is being threatened now by the military intervention. The West and its allies have no immediate strategy in this new war except doing the utmost to ensure that the current wave of protests in the Middle East can be used to promote the strategic interests of Western government. And these are the same games that we've seen all the way through the history of the US's dealing in the Middle East, and has caused nothing but devastation for the people of the region. Military intervention can't bring about the kind of transformative political change that people are fighting for in the region. And we just heard this week there have been killings of civilians in Libya, and there has been killing of rebel forces by NATO strikes. But movements across the region have asked of us in Australia and in other countries to show our solidarity with them. So we express our deep, deep admiration for the struggle of the Libyan people and our great respect for them of their courage in their determination to defeat the dictatorial Gaddafi regime's oppression. And we condemn the use of force of the Gaddafi regime in dealing with the peaceful protests. And we stress our support to the people of Libya in their struggle for democracy and freedom. We call upon the people of the world to demonstrate in front of the embassies to condemn the regime's violence. And we urge activists in different parts of the world to pressure their governments to actually change the policy which exploits the people of the Middle East and also shores up these terrible dictatorial regimes. We support the right of people to protest and bring about change. And that kind of change will only be brought about free from the influence of the West and Western leaders. So we continue to play our role in limiting the threat of war and invasion, which only threatens to strangle these movements. Long live the struggle of the Libyan people for justice and for freedom.